February 24th, 2018, RLRD.
Now, do the pledge, please. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good. Thank you. Let's begin by just a quick review. If there's anything that you'd like to comment on or change from our minutes from January 27, they have been distributed to people who need to have them, and I'm going to ask if there's anything you want altered. Does it reflect what we did?
And Bonnie's to be complimented. That was a lot of detail to keep straight. She did a fantastic job.
Yep.
Thanks, Bob.
Yeah. And a very quiet thank you from the corner of the room over there. So thank you, Bob. You're right. You're right. A lot of detail. All right. Hearing no. Oops. Excuse me. Go ahead.
I move we accept the minute.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
All right, moved and seconded. We approved minutes as presented. In favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, no? All right, and they are carried. Let me just mention a couple of announcements that I want to move ahead to talk about. Some would know this, some would not, but Deb Omick has recently resigned her appointment from the town of Rushford as their appointed person on this board. So there are now four of us. Until that is remedied. I talked to Peter Wade, and it's not as if we have to have somebody yesterday for this. We can function a while those things get determined. So I wanted you all to be aware of that. And for the record, we realize that this is being recorded. Secondly, and Bob, you're probably going to talk about this, but just I'm in announcement mode. So we did complete the 5 weeks of rental of the heavy equipment, and we've now built the vast majority of the road to the backside of the dam. So when we are ready to install the valves, and maybe Bob will talk more about this, but we're happy that that's the case. Last week, the equipment was picked up and returned. I'm assuming, I knew it was going to happen, I assume it did. And so we're quite farther ahead than if we had contracted with some other group to come in and do it for us. But we did it in-house in terms of labor, and we rented the machines, a big excavator and a big bulldozer, and did a lot of good work that hopefully will be there for years to come, so that when down the road when we want to install secondary knife gate valves and so forth, things that we know are part of the next phase, that road should be there. And again, I'll just mention again that the town of Rushford and the town of Canadia were very cooperative in helping to foot some of the bill for the fill that was brought in, the gravel, the sluice pipes, the drain pipes that were installed across the creek to make the road. So any number of things. There continues to be goodwill between the RLRD, Canadia, and Rushford. I'll just ask for a moment here, are there any other things that need to be altered or changed on the agenda here before we get moving any further? Is there something that's missing or something that doesn't need to be there, some change you want to make? I always like to give that opportunity so we know what we're dealing with here. We don't have a long and complex agenda today. All right, hearing none, let's move on. Town reports are at least in the packet for us here, and they simply reflect recent meetings that we have had to try to keep our town boards informed of the major things that are going on here. All right, I think Bill is not with us, but he had sent earlier in the week to those of us the monthly both payroll and the disbursements from January 24 until February 19. Are there any comments about those before we move to accept them?
Dale, I authorize you to sign for me.
All right. me start with this one. Say again?
I say I have read them.
Yeah, okay. All right, thank you. Let me just ask the question. As I think about it, I can't really, I've only done this a little while. Do we actually have a motion to approve this, or we just sign it and that's our approval of it?
No.
Do we need a motion?
I think we need to. I'll make a motion to approve the payment of the bill.
Okay. So it's been moved. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, any other discussion? Being the case, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no? All right, thank you. And we accept the treasurer's report. All right, Bob, tell us what you know, and maybe I've already stolen your thunder, I'm sorry to say, but tell us more of what we need to know.
You have all good information, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, okay.
And we certainly appreciate the help from the town of Rushford and the town of King Idea. It's actually a pleasure when everybody's working together. I'll start with the valve. As of yesterday, the drawings have been approved, signed off by Hatch and signed off by Al Corwin. I have authorized them now to start manufacturing so that we will be getting an invoice for 10%. I talked to Bill yesterday on the phone, so he's expecting it. The next step is they will be ordering material, and we will, I think it's 25% when they receive the material. So probably 30 days after that or 50 days after that, we'll be writing another check for the 25%. Bill has that all set up between Mitzi and the bank to take care of it. So we are good to go there. We do have a couple of issues that we're still working out, but they're more related to installation rather than manufacturing. And so I told them I didn't want them to hold things up while we worked out the installation issues, because it doesn't change the manufacturing of the unit. And one of them is the insulation kit. So remember, we have to insulate between the stainless steel and the carbon steel, mm-hmm. where we mount it to the old housing
right.
that we're not going to take out. And so the engineers have some questions, and one of them is, should we have an insulation kit pre on each bolt, because the bolts will not be stainless steel because they'll be screwing into the carbon steel. So those are the kinds of things they're still working out, but they were holding things up for non-manufacturing issues. So I've instructed them to get moving, and so we're off and running, and so far so good.
I suppose, Bob, let me just interrupt for a minute. I suppose it's just too early to tell. Does this begin the six-month period, or are we further along in that, and we're still expecting in maybe April or May to have those delivered? Is that unreasonable?
I think we're more June or July now.
Okay.
The drawing approval period took much longer than normal,
right.
Much longer than it should have, I think, but... we won't get them in April or May.
Okay. Yep.
We'll know more. We'll have a better idea of timing once they've received the material.
Yeah.
If the material is a longer shipping time than expected, then that drags it out a little bit. If it comes quickly, if it's stuff that will save you the hands on quickly, then it'll move faster. But yeah, you're correct. This will set back the delivery time.
And I wasn't sure if they were aware, they probably are not, that we're hoping in the fall to install. So I'm wondering if they would ever allow their timeline to slip to September, October, Is there danger of that at all?
No, because I've made sure they know it.
Okay, good, good.
I talked to them, make sure that our people, Hatch and them, know that we intend to install these in October after our drawdown, and that we can be ready. So everybody's aware of it, and I will be pushing. I'll be watching.
Yep.
I'm not to say that there couldn't be some delivery issue or a material issue or something that could complicate things. But right now, I think we have plenty of time, and even though we're a little behind our original schedule, I think we're in good shape.
Okay, thank you.
Could I ask you a question?
Oh, there's a quick, just 1 second. Danny does have a quick question. Is it relate to what?
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a problem with dissimilar metals?
Oh.
Because I don't, somebody who can tell you what metals will work when it comes to.
Yeah, well, we have our go-to guy for the valves at Hatch is Peter Rodriguez. Peter also came down and met with Al and I and Daryl with the Orbinox engineers. So both the Orbinox engineers are aware and working on that, and really sharp guys. But okay. Also our people are very aware of that, keeping a close eye on.
Yeah. Okay. I think we're good. Go ahead, Bob.
In relation to that, Al notified us that our go-to guy for the dam, the engineer at Hatch, Paul Dwyer, who is has been our engineer for the dam for quite a few years, has taken a position with another company, and Al proposed for us to think about whether we wanted to stay with him and move to the other company or stay with Hatch. And I told him, after we talked it over, I told him I thought we should stay with Hatch. And the main reason for that is that Peter Rodriguez, who is, even though he wasn't the dam head engineer for our dam, he is our head engineer for the valve project.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not want to change engineers in the middle of the project.
Right.
And so Al agreed with me with that. And what we've come up with, there's a new, and not a new guy, but renewed us. There's another dam expert at Hatch. I can't think of his last name, Joe. And he will be taking over for us, for Paul. And then we will set it up that if we have a gray area, if we have an area that we need continuity or we need Paul's input, we will hire Paul as a consultant for that short period of time.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, Bob. I think it's wise that we maintain Hatch. They're the ones who have all the records and all the history with us. And although we hate to lose Paul Dryer, yeah. He's not the only engineer who can manage us and manage to work with us. So I think that was a wise choice. I would have thought that same thing.
Next thing, the new building is coming along. I reported last meeting that the walls were up. Well, now the roof joists are up. All the framing is done. So the next step is putting in windows and doors, putting on the metal roofing and siding, and so the next break in weather, they'll be on that. But that is moving forward. It's snail's pace, but moving forward. We had the electrician at the dam, not on the building, but down on the gate building in the center of the dam, who is finishing up and working on some electrical work we were having him do inside the building last fall. Then winter hit a bit vicious, and so we quit working. And when you guys had your class this spring there, he called and wanted to know if he could get in. He'd like to do some work, so Tommy went down with him, and so we've done some repairs and some installation of a few lights over the workbench and some things like that with our electrician.
Okay.
The next thing is the road, and I am very pleased how the road has turned out. It's like we envisioned. It was a very large project. Bobby and Gary and Jacob have done a fantastic job. Daryl is correct. We returned the equipment on February 15th, and the extra week gave us time to get the big rock off the hill and use it, so we didn't have to buy $15,000 worth of riprap. As a matter of fact, we didn't buy anything. We didn't buy, fuel and rental, that stuff, but we didn't buy product, which is very, very expensive. We moved everything off of our own land. Now, the section from where the spill gate comes out, up around the corner to behind the dam, is a total new road. By that, I mean there was nothing there. Absolutely nothing there. The bank had slid off in the 70s when they rebuilt, when they put the new valves in. They didn't rebuild that part. What they did was go down the center of the creek, and they dug it out and made a road down through the center of the creek. The problem with that is, as soon as they were done, it was good for getting valves in, but then that next winter, there was nothing to hold the cliff back, and it slid off into there. So we actually have a little more work to do. I didn't want it back in the creek this time because we intend to use this road later on, so we didn't want to have to rebuild it. So the section from the spillway all the way around to probably around the secondary dam is all been built, cut out of the bank, and Bobby probably hauled with his dump truck 100, maybe more loads from our property, other places that he was able to get it and take it up there. So that saved us an enormous amount of money. But we didn't buy all that product.
For those who have not been there, are we talking about a distance of what, 100 yards, 200 yards from the back of the dam to where you're talking about?
Yeah.
We're not talking about a half mile, right?
No, but it's a pretty big bend when you come behind the dam and make the corner and come around to where the spill gate is. I don't...
All right, that's fine.
I don't have the measurements, but it's quite a ways. Quarter of a mile, maybe.
I'm thinking from the actual paved road all the way to the back of the dam, what would you estimate? It's 90% done?
Yeah, we are 90% done.
And the length of that road is 2 miles, would you say?
Yeah,
just for perspective of those sitting here, so we understand what had to be done. So,
yeah.
All right. Sorry to keep interrupting you, but
that's all right. That makes it clear for anybody listening or anybody concerned.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a massive project, and the large equipment worked well for us. We did have some issues. We wanted a little more of that large rock, but it was froze so solid into the ground, even the big equipment couldn't get some of it out.
Ooh.
But we used that as riprap on the parts of the road where we built the new part and where it comes out of the spillway. So if we have a major event, Bobby also took some of those massive boulders and put them in the road, not just on the edge for riprap. So if we had an extreme event and we did have some damage, the road would still be there. We would only have to do some repair on it. Let's see here. I hope to have for the board total cost by the next meeting. Right now, things, bills are still coming in. I haven't gotten the final bill yet from the rental people. There's a lot of detail to work out. We did knock the mirror off of the excavator. We backed into a tree, so there'll be some repairs. We will need to decide. They're going to call me with a quote. Then the board can decide if we want to have our insurance pay that or if we want to pay it. We did so much work and so much digging, we wore the teeth off the bucket. Brent, you know how you visualize a bucket on an excavator and the teeth are a foot long. We wore them right down to nubs.
Whoa.
So that they will weld new ones on there. I don't know, it's like $30 a tooth or something like that. But that's the amount of work that was done. I mean, it's an enormous amount of work. We may also have to pay an addition, because with your 1 month, it's only good for so many hours. The use of the equipment is good for so many hours in that figure. After that, we have to pay a fee for the additional. There's hour meters on the equipment, and we put in a lot of hours, so I'm expecting there'll be an increase there. There may still be a final bill. If you noticed on Bill's list of invoices, there was a bill for $1,900 to Short. That was diesel fuel to run the big beef.
Yeah.
So we'll probably have a final bill coming on that. So next month, I hope to have all the final costs in on that. My initial figures are we are under budget, and the road we got a lot of road for a little money. That's what it comes down to.
Is there anything else, Bob? Is you pretty well?
What would be left is when we, next October, when we drain the pool, then we will need to build a road, nothing the major that we've done here, but we may have to rent some equipment for a short time to build a road from where the road ends over to where the valves are.
Right.
After we drain the pool.
Right.
So that's why I say we're 90% done. There may also be, right now we got a lot of things harden up and see where we're at. One good thing about Bobby making all the hauling with the dump truck to build the last part of the road is he's packing the main part of the road the whole time he's going back and forth.
Right, right.
And we may have a little fill, we may have some soft spots, but nothing major. We're at least 90-95% done. So the road project has come out very well. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I think that's all of my information.
Okay, Bob, thank you again for staying right on top of that, even as you're miles and miles away, but appreciate very much the good work. We're going to keep moving now. Chad is not with us around the table. As some of you know, he is a wrestling coach at Letchworth, and one of his kids is wrestling at the state wrestling tournament today. Sorry, I got a cramp in my leg. Forgive me, folks. This doesn't happen very often. So Chad is not with us, but we are, I think, prepared to carry forward with the consent agenda and a couple of other discussion items. He and I had the conversation earlier in the week. I know Jenny and Mary Jo and probably Dan and Chad did the dock inspections, and so most everything is fairly pro forma. But there is one thing, I guess, I want to just mention before we get into the consent agenda. And I assume you, Mary Jo, and Bob have that in front of you? The agenda? The consent?
Yeah.
Here's a question, I guess, I have. In the past, what has happened is that if somebody is almost ready to go, that is, they're waiting on, X, they're not quite totally compliant, and so we don't give them a full... let's say dock license, but instead we give them a temporary one until they let us know that they have now reached compliance, and that kind of evolves automatically into a full license. Part of that is preventing them from having to come back to this group, and we have to deal with it a second time. The problem with that is that we don't have a real good system historically for being able to follow up and say 6 months or a year from now, whenever we've said, look, you got to get that septic up to speed, we're somewhat at the mercy of someone doing that. And it's very easy for those things to get lost, that we don't have a system to go back and say, should the temporary now evolve into the permanent license? And I'm saying all of this because I know there are several temporary licenses which we are approving under consent, that if we make a single motion and everybody now gets a license and we just kind of flag it as temporary or whatever, Bonnie's got to keep it in her mind that 6 months or a year from now, she's got to go figure out whether or not that has actually been done and there's a full license. My preference would be, and we've had this conversation, Bonnie and I back and forth, and Chad, about I'd rather pick out those things which are going to be temporary and have a separate motion about those, primarily for the purpose of having the information in the minutes. That's, Joe Smith is getting a temporary license and it will become permanent when X happens. So anyway, that's part of the discussion. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 7 items on our consent list. At least 1 or 2 are temporary. So how do you want to handle that? Rather than telling you what I was going to do, I thought I'd just let this quick discussion occur. How do you want to handle that? Do we want to separate out the temporary ones or just leave them all together in one fell swoop, make one motion, and then trust that things will get done?
Can they be put with the line items and designated as temporary?
That's what I was I was proposing, that we put them with the line items and designate them as temporary. Mm-hmm. That would seem to indicate, well, no, it wouldn't have to come back to us, but it now leaves a record in the minutes mm-hmm. that it was temporary. And Bonnie and I have talked about this. It would not be difficult at all. I don't know. We just haven't done this. To create a spreadsheet or create a table of some kind where we put all these things, and then she just checks that every month to be sure that keep track of the timeline for what people are supposed to be doing. Wouldn't be difficult, I don't think, to do. Does that, Mary Jo, is that your understanding of that? Would that be okay to do? Healy, for example, I think is an example of the septic system. You tell me what the issue was about that when you guys went to visit.
It's on district property. It's down in front. So.
Okay. Yeah. But is there anything that the Healy's have to do to get it up to speed? Is that a temporary license?
There's no license transfer with that one. It's just the septic.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is there any other of those then? I thought there was couple.
Which would have been a good one is the folks that asked.
I'm sure you speak up.
Oh, okay. But what would have been a good example is the folks that are building down on Ryan Road who requested their decking be moved.
That was last month.
To the frontage, where, and that would have been a good temper because they've got to have their house built first. So.
Do you see what I'm saying? Yeah. Historically, again, we've just simply passed and said, well, catch up to compliance mm-hmm. at your leisure sometime in the next year. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'm saying somebody could just ignore that. We could just forget about it. And 3 years later, we're still working with a temporary license. I guess I don't know how that comes to be. I'm just trying to tighten up that seeming loophole.
I believe the temporary license are only issued for a year.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they would expire if they didn't.
And how do we know, and how do they know that it expires?
I'm not sure as how it's tracked.
Yeah.
I think Chad's been trying to keep track of them. But.
Okay, but it would be easy for something to fall through the cracks, so we're just trying to make sure, tighten up our system so that we have a way of tracking.
No, I think it's a good idea.
Well, of the 7 that are listed under consent, then who would qualify for that? We'll just move it down under line, just take a separate motion.
I don't know.
I would say the Frost. the Carver, and I think the Dentigo.
The last three, mm-hmm. Bonnie is suggesting. Is that the way you understand it, Mary Jo and Jenny? The license transfer.
Yes, it would be the last three.
The last three?
Yeah, okay.
The transfers.
No. All right. Well,
Carvers have had this property. They just never bothered to get a license in their name.
Correct.
Yeah.
So is it a temporary license that they need to get?
Yes, that's what it said on the dock inspection sheet, that it would be a temporary because of an electrical inspection. I believe that's what it was.
Yes, because we did get the septic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was electrical, was correct, yes. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about the specific cases in just a minute. I don't mean to get overly burdensome here, but can I just simply say, let's move Frost, Dentigo, and Carver to line. We'll deal with each of those mm-hmm. individually so we can have a motion to be clear for the record. All right, that being the case then, I'm assuming Lots, Peace, Healy, and Petrowski, those four would be part of our consent agenda?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any other?
Healy,
yeah, go ahead, Bob.
Healy is listed as septic system. Is that?
Right.
That one of you?
No, they already have their license. It's just a septic system approval.
Yeah,
The beach field was down into the...
They have a license, in case you can't hear, Bonnie, they have a license, there's a septic system approval, and you said part of the septic is on RLRD property?
Yes.
The diffuser part. Mm-hmm.
And so is there anything they have to do to make that transfer from temporary to a full?
No, they're all set. There was no license on there.
Okay, okay. So don't worry about that septic system there under Healy. We still will maintain Lots, Peas, Healy, and Petrowski. Will be the consent. All right, all in favor then of those four for the consent agenda, please say aye.
We don't have a motion yet.
I'll make the motion.
I just assumed there was a motion.
There wasn't one.
All right, let's make a motion here. Somebody move it.
Bob said he made it.
All right, Bob moves it.
And I have to abstain on Lots.
Aha. Okay. Oh, that's always okay. No.
Who's going to second?
Is there a second? Mary Jo, are you asleep or are you there? Hello?
Uh-oh, I think we lost her.
Mary Jo, are you with us? Mary Jo, are you with us?
Lost her.
Well, that's interesting. Hmm. Well, she has the number she could call back in, so.
Yeah. Well, I can second Pease, Healy, and Piotrowski.
All right, let's let that motion then be the case. So those are the three, Bonnie, for your purposes, for the consent agenda. Okay. Mary Jo, are you with us now? Mary Jo? She's having difficulty, I guess.
Yeah.
So maybe she'll call me on the cell. I gave her my cell if we were having difficulty. All right.
Can you?
Yes, the motion.
Go ahead.
No, the motion again is Pease, Healy, and Petrowski. Just those three. In favor of those three in the consent, and please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. So 3-0 is a quorum, and we'll let that stand. Mary Jo, are you with us yet? We're on.
She's trying.
I think she's.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Mary Jo. We lost you. You all right?
Well, yeah, you did lose me because I could hear you, but apparently you couldn't hear me.
Okay. All right.
All right. I can hear you.
All right.
Okay.
All right. We're all good now.
Okay.
We have just passed a motion for three, Pease, Healy, and Petrowski.
Right.
I could
hear all that.
Oh, you could. Okay. So
yeah,
now
I hear all that, and I actually tried to second, and that's when you couldn't hear me.
Okay.
Put your finger on that mute button, huh?
That would be better. That.
All right. So let's come back now. Not to overly complicate this, but Lots then. Given the fact that we're dealing with four of us, and we have one to abstain, so we needed to have you as a vote. I'll take a motion then to accept Lots as a consent agenda.
Okay. I'll make that motion.
All right.
I'll second it.
You ready to second? Thank you. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, it's 3-0 with one abstention. And we'll move the others down below. So let's deal first of all with this first one. Will is very quick. I put it here because you recall we talked about it last time, and we were a little nervous about the Eberle Dock Association making changes. We wanted to be sure that everybody on the dock knew what was going to happen. So Chad last week met with the chair of the Dock Association, Gordy
Klein.
And Mr. Elliott and Mr. Will, and everybody's all set with what's going on. We have a drawing, everything is cool, and I asked, I sent it to Gordy Klein, he sent it back, says yes, I confirm, that's the way it is, so we have it in the file now, a letter from the Dock Association chair or president, and we're ready to go. That was just a missing piece from last time. So, all in favor then of that? Let's have a motion first that we simply allow the Dock Association to swap around some docks within themselves, and also they're going to remove a finger dock between two docks to allow more boat space to maneuver. So I'll take a motion about that.
I'll make that motion.
All right, for a second.
We accept the approval.
I'll second it.
Okay.
Again, the approval is in the file now, and everybody is all up to speed, and we're approving everything. That I just separated that out from the rest of it. There's nothing to change, but I wanted the record to show that we came back to deal with that. In favor then of the will, Mr. Will's. There are several things here. He's just switching docks with Elliot, but he's also putting in a lift for his pontoon boat and removing that finger dock. So those are the things that we're approving. In favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Now let's talk about Frost, take them one at a time. The license transfer of the dock. I'm assuming we're talking about property sold. For some reason, it's going to be temporary. You remember why?
The Frost one was for the electrical, I believe.
Okay. Bonnie is just checking that to be sure that I think it's electrical inspection is going to be required.
Yes.
Is that the way you remember it, Mary Jo?
I believe so.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. She's looking in the file at the moment.
I'm sorry. I didn't know if
we
have to do this.
Yeah. Well, okay.
Yes. A new electrical inspection is required.
Okay, so I'll take a motion then to allow a temporary license to be forwarded. Do we have a timetable? Is it typically a year? Do we,
yes, that's
we really let
I
it go that long? Mm-hmm. Seems to me it's reasonable, 3 months or 6 months to have electrical inspection. Hate to have that, for whatever reason, be...
Yeah. It doesn't need a year.
I don't think so.
I would think 6 months is plenty.
That'll take us right to the end of the season, almost.
Yeah. Was there any discussion? This is where we need Chad. Was there any discussion with Frost about that? Is it imminent? Is somebody lined up to do it, or do you know?
I don't know.
Didn't talk about that.
Lined up to do the
electrical inspection. Probably Kevin upstairs.
Chad has these conversations with.
I know it. That's okay. Let's just take a motion that we approve that transfer. We typically have done a year. I hate to, but I'll accept a motion if you want to make it less.
I think 6 months is enough time for an electrical inspection.
Yeah, because that'll take us to August.
Is that
a motion? Yes. Okay. Second?
I'll second it.
Okay.
All right. Given that, then, again, this would be an example of the kind of a thing that's going to go on Bonnie's table. Well, she'll look at it on a regular basis and will keep us apprised of where things are. The assumption will be, by the way, before we vote on this, is that we will not have to revisit this, but it's just a double check to be sure it got done, and then it automatically becomes a full license. Understand?
Yeah, okay.
Well, we should get the report from the...
Yeah, they'll have to hand in the report.
Yeah. Forgive me, I'm a little lost here. Do we have a motion? Do we?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, in favor then of that motion with a 6 month period, say aye.
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 Get the doc. Aye. Are you going to do the doc in there too? Because it's a license transfer and a doc, so do you...
Adding make, a doc?
No, to the do license work transfer. On the doc.
No, it's
license
a license
transfer. Isn't that what it says on there?
It does.
Yeah.
And doc, and yep. So do you know what...
replace rotted deck boards and steel posts on the south side of the dock. Is this coming, remember? And then construct a new 8x25 addition to their existing dock.
Oh, that's the big part.
Yes.
Which Chad thought, apparently, and the rest of the group, that was well within...
We measured it. With
yeah. Okay, it was well yeah. within reason.
Yeah.
So the only issue really is it, well, we yeah, you're saying we should approve the dock work, but it's a temporary license until the electrical inspection. So that's the nature of the motion. Includes both. Mm-hmm. All in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Okay. Thank you. Dentico, the situation there apparently is license transfer, removing pine trees.
Yes.
You remember the visit?
Yeah. It's a very steep frontage, but it's the brand new owner.
Yeah.
So we have to transfer the license, but I don't quite know why that would be a temporary one.
Well, they'd have to get their transfer before they could.
Before they can do the tree work, sure.
So, where
it's
are
real
we with this?
Real steep frontage on that.
Is that a temporary license, or should that have been in with our consent?
It says a temporary license is granted when work is completed. Please contact the RLRD. So that looks appears to be a temporary one as well.
Okay.
I'm not sure of the reason why. Put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It looks as if everything is there that he mm-hmm. needs
yeah.
in order to do the license transfer. So I don't know on that one. I don't understand.
I'm not.
Who's requiring the trees to be taken down? Does he want them taken
He's
down?
He's requesting them, yeah.
So, he requested them.
So the district doesn't care if they're there or not.
Well,
does the district want the trees down as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
As
say,
well
then
as
it, then
the
it doesn't
removed.
Have to be temporary.
All right. so I'm not still not quite sure whether we want to include this among our temporary licenses.
I don't know.
Chad has listed it that way.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure what the nature of your motion ought to be.
Was there something missing as far as the compliance?
No, he has his dirt by deed, the survey, the septic,
proof
of insurance, everything. Do you want to see his report?
Without report?
I'm looking at the report here for the two of you on the phone. Transfer permit. Stairs in the dock are in good condition. We are requesting removal of the two steel pipes of the eastern side of the dock. These
stairs
pipes are sticking out of the lake bed.
Old.
Trees are not clearly marked, therefore, upon inspection, I noticed two pine trees at the water's edge which need to be removed. The trees are falling into the lake and may become dangerous. Temporary license is granted when work is completed. Please contact the RLRD.
Well, why don't we grant the temporary one, then we can, it'd be better to grant the
temporary.
Okay. So it's a temporary license, pending the work with the trees.
And the pipes.
And the pipes, that's right, and the pipes, getting those out. So it's just a way, I suppose, of ensuring that it gets done, it doesn't just get ignored, so. All right, is there a motion to that effect?
I'll make that motion that we issue the temporary license.
Okay, Jenny Jenny is has moved. Is there a second?
I will second it.
All right, Mary Jo, thank you. In favor then of that temporary license for Dentico, please say aye.
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 Opposed, no. All right, it is carried 4-0. And finally, Carver. Situation with Carver. Can somebody? It's a break wall.
Yes, the break wall. They've requested to remove the break wall and install a new one.
Okay.
And he also needed an electrical inspection too.
Plus the inspection and everything.
All right. Yeah. Well, someone moved then break to wall. Include a temporary license with those provisos.
I will move it.
All right. Let's be clear for Prabhani then. It'll temporary license because. What is it? The break wall?
Electrical inspector.
Electrical inspection and break wall work?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Once those are complete, then that's fine.
Who was the second?
Break wall work and electrical inspection.
Yeah, who made the second?
I seconded.
Oh, yeah. Jenny did. All right. Let's get finished through this. All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed. It is 4-0. Thank you. I think we worked our way through a complicated consent agenda, but I think we're there. Thank you, by the way, for letting me kind of move some of those items into a line item. I mean, I think it'll just be clear for posterity what we're doing.
Daryl?
Yes.
If we do it that way, it almost becomes like action items that have to keep, being reviewed. So
right.
I think that's a really good way of handling it, that things don't fall through the cracks.
Yes, right. And I think that's, you recall, some of you will not recall this, but Jenny and I will, that there was a period of time that we did have regular action items that we made sure that if we made some move that somebody was tasked with getting it done for the next, whether it's a letter to write or a visit to make or something, but we've kind of gotten away from that in the last several years. So in some ways, this is a way of coming back to just to keep track of that. So, all right. Oh, Bob, do you want to say something?
No, I just was going to add to that. Maybe when you get your new computer system set up, you could put some tags on there on your calendar.
Yep.
And every 6 months, it's
little tickler.
Check this list.
Yes, by the way, I should have said something about that. Bonnie and I are in the... Excuse me? Bonnie and I have met last week with Nick Sherwood. Some of you might know him. Lives in Belfast. He's head of IT at Bradford Hospital. Good guys, work for me personally at the house. So I just asked him, I said, can you kind of help us determine the kind of system we need? And so he is doing that yeoman's work for us. So we have options in front of us now. At some point have to make it a decision, and probably should just simply ask the question, are you comfortable, all of you, with Bonnie and I working with him in terms of power, in terms of what we need for that workstation over there, because this computer is a 2005 computer using Windows 7. And we're going to come into the 21st century here. So having said that, do you need to have input to all that, or will you allow she and me to work with Nick to do that?
Handle it.
I've talked with Bill, let him know what we're talking about financially, kind of a range. He says, fine, just do it. In fact, I didn't realize this, but Bill's computer apparently is not a private computer. It's apparently, from what he's suggesting, that his is pretty old, and it I don't know if it's actually property of the LRD or not. And I said, well, should we be including his laptop? He says it's painfully slow with all the spreadsheets that he's dealing with. And I said, well, do you want us to include this and maybe a package deal? He says, well, wait till I get back in April, and he and I will talk about it. But apparently he's had that for a number of years, and it's just really, really, really slow. Make it all understand with all the things that he does to generate these spreadsheets.
It's pretty
obsolete. But we're not going to complicate things. We will handle it. Hopefully within a month, we'll have a new system, and Nick will you know, train Bonnie and help her pass over all the files and set up a very nice system. Wanted you to be aware of that. Let's move on to committee reports briefly. There is no report from communication, but I'm expecting that there will be a newsletter coming out in April. No report from the environment. How about finance, Mary Jo? Anything there?
No, just, you know, Bob and I, Bill and I are in touch, and nothing for finance because people are all gone, although we, you know, via emails, we're working on the foundation fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you think you'll have something in time for the newsletter in April?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Then that could just be some bullet points. I mean, I'm happy to put it into some kind of a form. You don't have to write an article about it, but if you have information, pass it along.
Just give me a time, you know, timeline, you know, when you need it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Rules?
Well, we met last week, and Chad has presented us with a very nice drawing incorporating different aspects for the memorial down on the Balcom Beach area for the Dabalski. And not only will it be for Dabalski, but we're incorporating other lake residents here who the public can either donate for, or family members can donate. So we're working on that.
So it's as much a fundraiser.
And a fundraiser.
It's not a private.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fundraiser where people can, you know, purchase a carved brick and include it within the walk that's going to be there. But more on that as time comes. We're going to be meeting again on
March 7th.
Seven or eight? I think it's March 8th, Thursday, March 8th, right?
Yes, that's what I heard.
March 8th at 7 o'clock, yes. Yeah.
March 8th, Thursday, March 8th at 7. Okay, will be the Rules Committee. My report. Yeah. Bob?
Before you move on to rules,
yeah.
I had a thought after our last rules meeting, just to be aware of, because I couldn't see the drawing. I was listening to the description of the location of the memorial.
Right.
Everybody sounded like they really liked it. But my thought was for us to make sure that, I guess my point is, we're going to install the crane over there. I want to make sure the crane doesn't end up in the middle of your memorial.
No, it won't be. I'm assuming the crane's going to be over by our dock.
Yeah.
And this is 40 or 50 yards away.
Out on the point.
Yeah, out on the point.
All right. I just wanted to...
Yeah, I walked around there this week trying to get a sense of the scale there. And at some point in time, we need to replace that doggone wooden break wall that's along there. That is just awful.
Yeah.
And to try to match the break wall that's around near the launch area there, but boy, right. But that's another day, another project. But
and then another thing through the rules, we are starting to revisit the policies for use and just sort of tweak them a little bit. And nothing, no major changes.
Yes, and we will be, by just so that everybody understands, when we do meet on March the 8th, we will be talking about Section 5 of the guidelines. That's the heavy load that we have to deal with. There's a lot of changes to that, and so please prepare yourselves by rereading that ahead of time and looking at that. But Section 5 of the guidelines, and hopefully within a couple of months we'll be able to put a thumbs up to the whole thing, republish it or publish it, the update, and move on. One more thing that occurs to me that we talked about at the last rules, and I didn't get much feedback, so the thing is kind of stalled, and that is I passed out to all of you a rewrite of the 1984 resolution. Other than a, hey, good job from one, I didn't hear from any of the rest of you. So the whole thing has been stalled. I've been waiting to get your feedback so I can give it to Joe to be sure that it fits with his legal perception. And so, do you want me to do that? Is that what you're asking me to do? And I'll be very specific. Bob said, thanks, got it, looks good. Daryl, you ought to be a lawyer.
I responded to it too.
I don't remember
that. I thought I responded to it.
Yeah.
I don't recall. Boy, I suppose it's possible, but I was kind of waiting for anybody to say, we can't do this or can't do that.
No, so I thought it was good.
If you guys thought you did, okay, fine. Yeah. I will pass it on to Joe and just say to Joe, and next month we'll have it here for action. I probably, though, should be in touch with Cheryl and Jerry prior to that, however, because I think we're going to move ahead to do this, but we need to have them be planning for the summer. So I'm sorry I don't have it with us this morning as a formal resolution. I have to admit, I get inundated with emails, mm-hmm. and some of them go right off my screen and then don't get back to them. So I don't think I've missed any, but that apparently a couple. All right, having said that, that's the only thing I want to report legally wise, that we have no litigation right now. Joe's not working on anything. He's waiting for my resolution suggestion, and he may just say, yep, that's fine, looks good, or he might probably will tweak it and get it up to speed to put it in its proper lawyerese. All right. Are we ready to move on to the one item of old business?
Uh-huh.
Actually, there's two. Last month, we were presented by Bill, the 2017 accounting for the year. And although we had this discussion, it's probably my oversight, and we did not actually have a motion to approve that. Can we go back and do that? Knowing that it was on the agenda, you knew that ahead of time. Did you have to look at anything? Can we just simply take a motion now to catch up with what we talked about last month? I think we had kind of approval around the table, but somehow when we looked at it more carefully, Bonnie could not find a motion.
I'll make the motion to approve the
2017
financial budget.
All right. Is there a second to that?
I'll second it.
Okay.
All right, everybody's getting in line for doing that. That's good. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no? Thank you. The other item I'm aware of is the drain pipe that the town is working on. You recall that we said, yes, you want to cooperate with it. We understand that there's a need for it. The problem was, it was all word of mouth. Like, oh yeah, we're going to dig a trench a couple hundred feet from the road to the lake and blah, blah, blah. So I met this last week with Willie and Todd Brooks, the operator who will be doing the work, and we took measurements, and the drawing that is here in front of you, you should have it, pretty crude, but I think it does the job of seeing that pipe stand off from the line about 8 feet. The line was determined by where the break wall ends for the neighbor, and we assumed that the hedgerow was right on that line, which is all in line with where the wooden break wall ends. So you can see the shed that I believe is an unpermitted shed is sitting a bit over that line, but nevertheless, it's about 8 feet and roughly a 204, 205 feet from the road to the area just left of Jack's dock. Several of us who have been there realize that, oh my goodness, that big old 2 foot sluice pipe or drain pipe is going to be 3 to 4 feet into the lake with a riprap around it. But right in line about from here to where Danny is sitting is the one support leg of the lift of Jack's boat. It's just sitting on rocks. And so a real gusher is gonna wash those rocks out and may cause that whole lift to lilt a little bit, perhaps as much as a foot down. But Jack has been there, he's talked with them, he understands where we're gonna put the pipe. Everybody's in agreement, the town, Jack, Willie, us, and this will go in the file as the thing that we approve. Do you have any questions about it?
How far into the lake is the pipe itself going?
About 3 to 4 feet.
And that's not going to impact the neighbor, the Zimmermans and the Tessiers?
It shouldn't. It'll be 7 to 8 feet from the line.
Okay. And Todd is going to put riprap under and in front of that for the water to hit. So it shouldn't impact that.
It shouldn't. Okay. The only impact, again, might be Jack's lift that's there.
All right.
In which case, it's entirely possible he could put that lift on the other side of the dock. I mean, but nevertheless.
The town is paying for this.
We're not doing this. And by the way, you'll see there's a catch basin roughly a third of the way to the lake. The reason for that, Willie says, is that it allows air into the pipe. It's like holding a Coke bottle upside down, and just glub, 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 glub. And obviously, when you hold it only about a 45, air can get in there at the time it flows. He says that sluice pipe will be a lot better, will drain a lot better if you have an air intake to it. So they're going to put a what's called a DI, a drop-in. Catch basin. Okay, you ready for a motion for this? I'll entertain a motion to accept the work, and essentially it allows then the town to get a permit to do the job.
So moved.
I'll second it.
Okay, Bonnie, is it clear then what we're doing? We're simply approving the drawing for that. And now the town, I will be in touch with Willie, and they can just get a permit, a work permit. Okay. This clears the way for them to do the work across that property. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. We have one. All right, it is carried. Sorry. Well, at least one item of new business. It's pro forma. We've done it every year the last several years, and that is Balcom Beach Bible Fellowship wants to hold services there as they always have on, I don't know what the time is, it's 9:30 or 10:30, something like that, on Sunday mornings during the warm season, whenever that is. We've done this before. There's any reason to say no to them, now's the time. Otherwise, I'll take a motion to allow that to happen.
Nope, I'll make a motion that we approve it.
All right. thank you. Both Bob and Jenny are agreeing with this. So in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Let it be so. That comes to the end, I think, unless anybody has, for some reason, thought of something that we need to be just either announced or talk.
I do have a couple of quick ones.
Okay.
The chairman, there was a large pine tree down on Lakeshore Circle, on the beach. Chad has cut that up, and Bobby Pomeroy is going to go over and haul it out with his excavator.
Okay.
And we also were contacted by Allegheny Hardwoods, which is the company who was supposed to do our logging.
Right.
And apparently they're going to get started, so... That's good news. We did talk a little bit about the possibility when I was talking to Chad about it, the possibility of rebidding the small part on top. Prices have gone up with oak and walnut. So he looked into that. Our expert we hired to manage it thought that was a good idea, so we probably will be hearing back something on that, but they should be starting pretty quick.
Okay, and Chad has been dealing with our manager to make that all happen, right? I assume?
Yes.
He and I had this conversation earlier in the week as well. Given where we are in the winter time and softness and so forth, but I agree that it's entirely possible that we might hold back on the small piece, mostly because our our approval, you know, runs out shortly if they don't get right at it. We don't have a contract with them beyond that. So anyway, Chad handling that. Thank you for that information. All right, let me just ask, gentlemen, and several of you are here, is there anything that you'd like to say, kind of an open forum, anything you want to ask about or say? Yes, sir. Scott Bender.
Down at the south end where Rush Creek comes in and fills the lake. As you're coming down Rush Creek, there's a couple trees laying in the creek. It's coming down, the water's coming down, and it's eroding quite a bit of the bank as it feeds into the lake across from the old Hutton Bay. If somebody could come down and take a look, it's quite a bit of erosion. I'm talking almost 3 feet that's come off the bank. I have a little bit of concern because that's a meadow. People like to come down there and fish along that bank, or if there's some smaller young kids. If there's something that we can do and look into, you know, just...
Is it near the bridge?
Yes. You know, there's quite a bit. It's getting higher and higher every year. It's coming back and back.
When you say it, what is?
The erosion coming down the creek as, you know, as we get storms coming down the hill and coming Rush Creek into the lake underneath the bridge. And the one channel is constantly filling. You know, the first channel of the bridge, they just had it dredged a couple years ago. It's almost as high as where it was.
So it's hard to get out. Bob, you want to ask a question of Scott?
Yeah, well, Scott, was that tree down last year?
Yes, it's been down for 4 or 5 years.
I've seen it back there. It's a big tree. I have concern of it breaking loose and getting into the lake or getting down by the bridge.
Or just clogging at the bridge.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not going to get done to the bridge, I don't think.
It would if it went the long way. It could get through there. But I think the question is, it's not on district property. So we might have to work with somebody or get some permission to take it out of there. But I think it's beyond district property.
Maybe. It might have bought the 1450. I'm not quite sure who we'd have to talk to, but... If I could get a couple of years down there, we could take a look at it and just get some type of idea or something.
Maybe the county'd like to know that's being redirected in the wrong direction.
Can we simply say that we'll talk to Chad and have him come look at it and see if he can determine kind of where the boundaries are,
right?
And whether that's something that we should be, you know, involved.
Something
with.
Down the road, or you know, the other thing is that the water that comes down along Barber Hill and comes down 49, those ditches need to be cleaned out again. They're almost full. They're almost level with my driveway at coming off of 49, which is just the right of way for me.
Is that town property though, isn't it?
Town and county.
Yeah.
So yeah. I'd like to get get some type of idea of how we can approach it to, you know, maybe keep something from coming down the creek in the future. You know, if we can take a look at that, and maybe we can put up a wooden wall or something to defer the water to come back underneath the dam or come underneath the bridge, so that there's no problems like they had last year at the north end of the lake when we had a flash flood.
Let me suggest then, let's refer this to Chad, let him have a chance to go and kind of walk around it and determine whether or not, again, we can imagine the problem. The question is the solution at this table and with us, or is it a private enterprise kind of a thing? So we'll let Chad work with you on that and determine.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah, thank you, Scott. Yeah.
One thing I do know, because I have property that's on a trout stream, mm-hmm. You cannot touch the bank without approval from the DEC.
Yeah, I know. We're dealing with that with the lake all the time.
You're going to have to get that in.
The county
that'll be something Chad will have to negotiate. I'll talk with Chad about that, and we'll.
Quite a bit washed off in there this year.
Yeah, Dan.
On your light items
Is there a way that that could be added after a certain amount of time to the dock inspections?
What could be added?
Where we are backing up our line items. We've got some of these that are going to be revisited. Mm-hmm. We used to add it into the dock inspections later on. And I don't know.
The final inspections.
You talk about a final inspection?
We do those.
Yeah.
Just add to our sheet for when we're inspecting later on. We could pick them up as we're going around the lake on the other inspections.
So I'm sorry, Matt. You're asking a question, but I'm not sure what's the solution. What are you asking us to do?
We go out on dock inspections.
On the temporary stuff. Yeah.
Right. I'm talking about the temporary stuff being added to the list. So we can work them in as we're going around.
So that's just, in your mind, is that another column on the table?
It would
is that
be,
what you're saying?
It would be added to our regular dock inspections.
To revisit them.
To revisit.
But the only reason you would know that is if Bonnie happens to say, May, okay, so it has to be some coordination.
Yeah.
Yeah, could it get added to the, I don't know, just trying to say running.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll have to talk about that because Bonnie, I don't know, Bonnie, unless you're really on top of that. We talked about that a couple of days ago, and she probably doesn't have that table put together yet. But
some people are good enough to, you know, say, I need my final inspection, and we do revisit
we follow
them.
Through,
So I think that's what Danny's asking is some way can we
all right,
include these. Yeah.
I'm imagining a table, okay? A left-hand side listing of people. We now have folks like Dentico, Carver, and Frost who are out now on that, either spreadsheet or a table. You know, a column with the date of temporary license and a column with completion, a column of whatever it is we decide that needs to be done. It wouldn't be hard to add one more column and saying what you're suggesting, that there's a final inspection or completion, and again, I think Bonnie and I can work with that. So I don't think there's a problem. We're just keeping track of that.
It just seemed like it fit.
And then perhaps then Chad, when he's putting together his schedule of visits, asks Bonnie, is there anybody that needs to have a final inspection? And Bonnie looks at her sheet and says, oh yeah, so and so is due.
And when they're issued their final, their temporary, tell them you've got 6 months, whatever it is, let us,
these go out.
Let us know when you've completed the work, so we can come back and do our.
And these go out. I'll be signing them before I leave today. These go out with a letter indicating that they are temporary or whatnot. So we'll take care of that.
I just had a thought about the temporary and the 6 months length of time that you think would be an adequate amount of time. It seems like there are some people that plan way ahead, which they need to do when they do their break walls, because they either have to do it really early in the spring before the lake fills or late in the fall. So sometimes they come in and they get approved for all of this, work their way through the DEC and the code enforcement and everything. So it can take an extended period of time just to work through that process. So 6 months, while it seems like a long time, may not necessarily be a long time. So a year temporary license does seem like an adequate amount of time.
It you know, there's any number of reasons why you'd have a temporary one. If there are multiple things that have to be done, there has to be a new septic system, they've got to build a bigger house or whatever, then of course we probably at that point aren't going to give a temporary one. So usually a temporary one has some relatively small thing that has to be done to bring the property into compliance, like an electrical inspection.
They can be renewed too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be extended if it needed to be. But I do think a letter to our friend Mr. Frost indicating that we'd be happy to have, here's a temporary license, we'll give you 6 months to please, complete this task. I don't think anybody would say that's just not long enough. If they're building a new dock, if they're building a house or septic system, whatever. So it's incremental. If it's only a small portion that isn't in compliance, then we're likely to give the temporary. But if it's rather massive, then we probably aren't going to give any license at all. Come back to us once they've got that done. So it's there's no real clear line about what a temporary one is. We kind of know it and we see it if it's something that can be done in a relatively short period of time. Anyway,
heavy. It's done so usually to allow people to get started on their project or get going on their project.
Yeah, and if people need an extension, they come back and say, you know, I'm not quite done.
That's a work permit.
Let's clarify between a license and permit here, because we're talking about temporary licenses of the dock and not a work permit as such.
True, but. Yeah.
All right, well, thank you very much. I think we're at the end of our meeting time. Thank you, Mary Jo and Bob, for calling in and being a part of the process here. We'll see you when you guys get back. Thank you for those who are visiting.
Yeah.
Yes, one more final word, Bob.
Yeah, before we end, I just want us to be thinking about the next meeting. It's going, and so Bonnie is aware, it's going to be a very unusual meeting. Because Darryl won't be there, and I'll be running the meeting from here. So I'm going to need the eyes telling me things I can't see, and also make sure that Bonnie has all the information emailed to me so that I have it in front of me.
Yep, will do. The only thing I can think of right now that I know will be on the agenda probably as I think about it. Would be the new resolution.
Should we change the date?
It won't matter because I'm going to be gone 2.5 weeks, something like that. So I'm going to be traveling.
Okay.
At any rate, we'll have to make a decision as to whether or not we should do that resolution or just wait until the April meeting to complete that resolution. But all right. Yes, thank you, Bob. Appreciate that. And I think we're ready to sign off. I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. But don't move it if you really want to stay in meeting.
I make a motion. I'm sorry. I make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Thank you. Let it be so.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.